Again.
Yeah, they're practicing chip shots, whatever they are.
Oh, dear. I was hoping we could get out of here before they started that. Golf, golf, golf. That's all they think about anymore.
It's all your fault.
My fault?
Yes, if you hadn't gotten those clubs for Ricky for his anniversary present, they never would have taken it up.
You're right. I wanted to find him a hobby. If I'd known this was going to happen, I'd have gotten him an embroidery set. Well, I'll put an end to this. Fellas!
Oh.
Watch out what you're doing.
What are you trying to do?
Well,
it's only a ping pong ball.
Well, come on now. We're going to go to the movies.
Well, he better be a good picture.
Marriage certainly does strange things to a man. This is the same man who used to say, "Who cares about the picture? Let's just sit in the balcony and smooch."
Never mind.
I know just how you feel, Lucy.
Oh, no, Ethel.
It's true, Fred. It's been years since we sat in a movie with your arm around my waist.
It's been years since my arm reached around your waist.
Ethel, we're not exciting anymore. Golf is.
It is not that. It's that we're playing in our first tournament this week. National Golf Day. And we just want to be good, that's all.
Yeah, well, right now we're going to the movies. Now put those clubs away.
All right.
Rick, tomorrow I'll start working on that back with the right hip first thing.
Yeah, what do you mean right hip first? Left hip.
How can you start back with the left hip when it's way around here?
Oh, now, look, Fred, come here. Will you look?
I'll watch.
Now, address the ball, right?
Yes.
Now, your weight is divided evenly, right?
Yes.
All right, go back now.
Ricky.
See?
Fred.
Now,
Ricky,
this is good.
Fred.
Now, just a minute. Will you relax? This is very important.
That's it, gin.
Oh, what's the score?
15 games for you, 22 for me.
You got it?
I don't know what you mean now, all right? I'll open it again.
Honestly, this is disgraceful. Gee, it's too bad. It was such a good picture, too. You know, we're going to have to do something about this golf business. What do you have in mind? Well, we could fight hobby with hobby. We could get interested in something and drive them crazy. Good. Now, what'll it be? How about men? I mean a game we can play, something we can talk about all the time and practice around the house. Let's see, tennis, bowling, swimming.
Catch on to your putting grip. See,
well, I don't think it's the grip.
What?
Our new hobby, basketball. Jump ball, Frank. Right over here.
Oh, no, you don't. Now, wait a minute. Now, just a minute. If you don't mind, will you tell me what's going on here?
we decided to take up a sport. Yeah. You know, one to occupy all our time. It's one that we can practice all day and talk about all night until everybody's bored to tears.
Well, I think that that is a splendid idea. Now that you have your own sport, you will realize why we like golf so much.
That makes it work out perfectly.
Sure. Now, let's go over to your apartment and practice that putting that you're talking about.
All right. So long, bloomer girls.
I'm in.
Well, the game's over and we lost. Should we turn in our suits and go to the showers? maybe we should have taken up golf. At least we get to see him once in a while.
Yeah. Hey, why not?
Why not what?
Why not take up golf? Fred and Ricky are just starting to play. They won't mind us being beginners, too.
Oh, Ethel, I don't know.
Oh, now it's just perfect. There are two of us and two of them. We'll make a foursome.
I have an idea. There's one time that two and two will not make four.
Oh, now, Lucy, I've heard him say dozens of times how hard it is to get up a foursome.
Gee, that's right. We'd really be doing them a favor.
Sure we would. All right, I'll go tell them the good news.
All right.
Yeah? Yeah?
Where's my golf book?
On the mantel.
Oh, thank you. Here, Fred.
We have something to tell you.
Oh?
Something that's going to surprise you.
Yeah.
Please you. We're going to give up basketball.
Oh? Here's the rule, friend.
We're going to take up golf.
Isn't that wonderful? Now you won't have any trouble getting up a foursome.
Well, you can't play golf with us.
No.
Why not?
Well, why not, Fred?
It's against the law.
It is not.
Well, Mamie doesn't play.
Oh, it's all settled. We're going to play golf.
Yeah, and you and Fred can teach us. That way we can play and learn at the same time. Won't that be fun?
Hey, Rick, that's a pretty good-looking swing.
Oh, I can hit little pieces of cellophane and dandelions all day long. You put a ball in front of me, that's when I freeze up.
You'll get it all right.
Say, where are the girls?
Oh, you know how they are. It takes them a long time to change clothes.
They're only changing shoes.
Yeah, you know something? We might have made a terrible mistake teaching our wives how to play golf.
No, everything will work out all right. You know, they'll play with us for a couple of days. They won't be any good at it. They'll get discouraged and they'll quit.
Mm-hmm. Well, supposing they don't get discouraged. Supposing they like it real well and get good at it. Then what are we going to do?
Then we'll kill ourselves.
I'm with you.
And you know, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe they will like it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they won't want to quit.
Uh-huh.
We got to protect ourselves.
But how?
Well, they don't know anything about this game, do they?
I don't think so.
Anything that we tell them, they'll believe.
Right? I don't think so.
Well, suppose that we make up a game that is so complicated and so confusing that they'll want to quit. We can make up our own rules.
There's an idea.
That's what we gotta do.
All right.
Listen. Here they come. Now, look. Just go along with whatever I do and say. See, and if you think of something good, throw it in.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Hi,
kids.
Hiya.
Beautiful
isn't
out here.
Nice?
No wonder you want to play golf all the time.
Oh, the air smells so fresh and it's so clean out here. I'm gonna like golf.
Gee, I'm gonna make a babysitting deal with Mrs. Trumbull, then we can play every day.
Sure.
Well, let's get started.
Yeah, put your gloves on right on there, honey.
Okay.
Get ready now.
Right on that bench, Ethel. That's right.
Yeah. Are you ready, everybody?
Yeah.
Fred?
Hey.
Lucy?
What's this for?
Ethel? To see who goes first.
Oh.
Well, Lucy goes first.
How do you figure that?
The fourth one down from the top goes first.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh, well, what club do I use?
What are you saying?
What club do I use?
What club? Let me see now. What club? I think a stymie would be right, don't you, French?
Well, unless she wants to use a niblick.
A niblick. That sounds like something you made up. Huh. I'll use a stymie, dear.
Good, good. That's a stymie right there.
Okay.
Now, don't get in their way.
Now, give her plenty of room now. Give her plenty of room.
All right. Where's the ball?
Oh, honey. Honey, if you don't know how to hold the club, why didn't you ask me?
Oh, well, I...
That's what we're here for, to teach you.
Well, I didn't want to appear too ignorant.
Oh, that's all right, honey. You'll be doing all right. Now, look, I'll show you, see? Put your club right here, like this. Now, get your hands here. Now, interlock all your fingers like that, see? Now, fold your thumbs under. Now, go ahead and grip the club. That's right.
It feels kind of uncomfortable. You sure it's right?
Well, it's uncomfortable for everybody at first, but you'll get used to it.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah,
okay, where's the ball?
Oh, yes, I'll give you a ball. Oh, Fred, I don't have any divots. Have you got a divot, will you?
Oh, is that what a divot is?
That's a divot, yeah.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah. Like so. Now, go ahead. She forgot to say, may I?
I didn't know.
Well, now, look, honey, as long as you're going to play the game, you might as well learn it correctly from the very beginning.
Yeah,
huh?
I want to learn the right way.
All right, now, when you forget to say, may I, before you hit the ball, it's a penalty.
Oh.
You lose 10 points, and you have to take one giant step forward with your right leg only.
One giant step forward, right leg only.
Right. Now hit the ball.
Champion.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Go ahead, hit it again, honey.
Hit it again.
Yes, sir. Hit it again. I gotta get the grip. Yeah. One. Now, don't look at the ball, honey. Keep your eyes in the fairway. Don't look at the ball. Two. That's good. Three. That's a dormy.
Dormy?
A dormy, yeah. Now you get to pick up the ball and throw it down the fairway under your left leg.
Oh, that's a good
one. Very good.
Now it's your turn.
My turn.
I'll get your club.
Okay.
All right.
I hope I'm as good as you were.
It's not hard at all.
No, here, I'll show you.
I know how I watch it.
Oh, excuse me.
That's right, she knows.
Had the grip, yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Ooh, ball, yes, I forgot.
May I?
Be my guest. No.
What'd I do?
Why, you can't do a normal stymie after your partner has dormied.
What's the matter with you? Are you trying to get us thrown off the golf course?
Well, I didn't know.
Ricky.
Yes, sir?
Permission to shoot out a turn, please.
Permission granted.
Thank you. Let me show you how to make this shot.
One, two,
kick it at
three,
him.
Kick it.
Kick
four,
the ball, yeah.
Five.
If he gets to 10, you're out.
Now kick it. Kick it.
Kick it. Kick it. Now it's your turn, Rick.
My turn?
Yes.
What are you talking about? She kicked the ball before I counted to 10, so I don't get to drive in this hole.
Oh, that's right.
Now, let's see. Lucy shot first, and her ball went farther down the fairway than the third player's ball.
Yeah.
So, Lucy gets to carry all the bags.
That's right.
You mean I won?
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll see you on the fairway. Come on.
Hurry up, Lucy.
They're doing fine, aren't they?
I should say they are. Come on, girls, hurry up.
They approach very well.
I'll say they do.
That's it.
Oh, well, how did we do?
Well, it only took us 1.5 hours to get to the first green.
Well, that ought to be some kind of a record.
I would say so, yeah.
Now what about?
Well, now we all put our balls into the little cup here.
Yeah.
Oh?
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Lucy's ball is not on the green.
Oh, is that my ball?
Never, never, never touch your ball unless it's a dormy.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
Well, I'm sorry, but you get a mashie for a penalty.
What's a mashie?
This is a mashie.
That's
the mashie? That's the mashie, yeah. Now we all put our balls into the cup.
All right.
Now here's your putter.
Here's your putter.
There's
right
your ball there, in the corner.
Right there. Take the flat now, hands.
Rick?
Yeah?
Do we all go at once?
Yeah, we all go at once. Yeah.
Sure, that's the reason they say this game's so much like hockey.
That's right, yeah. Now, you see, the idea of putting here is that you try to get your ball in the cup. And at the same time, you try to keep the other player's ball from getting into the cup.
Okay.
Now, I'll count to three and we all go.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yep.
One, two, three.
That's mine.
Hurry up.
I told you she'd be a champ.
Yeah.
Do I win?
Yes, sir. So you get to carry all the bags again. We'll see you the next tee.
Hurry up now, Lucy.
Hurry up.
I won. Come on, girl. Come on. Enough.
Gee, that's some penalty just because I hit my ball farther than Fred did.
Well, we told him we wanted to learn how to play right.
What are you complaining about? I had to carry the bags.
I wonder where the fellas are.
I haven't seen him since Fred hit his ball into the woods.
Well, how many strokes did you take on that hole?
6.
Lucy.
Well, 26. What's the difference? How many did you take?
30.
Yeah.
I'll just put down 7 for each of us.
I wonder what the penalty is for that.
I think while I'm waiting, I'll practice that stroke trick he was trying to teach me.
Which one?
You know, the one that you use when you're between 47 and 63 yards from the green, the hop, skip, and the jump shot. This grip's beginning to feel a lot better.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You mind if I go through?
Go through what?
Well, I was behind you and playing by myself. And...
Oh, you want to join us? Oh, sure. I'm Lucy Ricardo and this is Ethel Mertz. What's your name?
I'm Jimmy DeMerritt.
Jimmy DeMerritt? Jimmy DeMerritt? Oh, for heaven's sake, we've heard so much about you. Listen, we're just learning. You sure you won't mind playing with us?
Oh, not at all.
Oh, well, fine then. Let's get started. Let's see who goes first.
Oh, ladies always first.
Oh, no. We have to choose up. Here you are, Jim. Come on. There, you go first, Jim. You're second from the top. You didn't say, may I? Too late now. That'll cost you 10 points. Yeah, with all of your experience, I'm surprised at you. Well, go ahead.
Well, that was pretty dull.
Well, what was that? Stand there and hit the ball? Anybody could do that. I thought
at least you were going to use an over-the-shoulder left-handed whirling stymie, didn't you? Well, hey, you lost another 10 points. Your ball missed the sand trap completely and landed right on the green. Hang on, better luck next time. You show him how to do it, Lucy.
Okay.
Today.
Ladies, are you sure you're playing golf?
Sure.
Well, who taught you to play like that?
Our husbands taught us, yeah.
You mean this choose upside and may I and hop, skip, and a jump business?
Yeah. Isn't that the way you play?
Well, not exactly.
Well, for heaven's sake. There's a rotten Cuban in Denmark. And he's got a fat friend. What a dirty trick. Would I like to get even with them?
Oh, I can see us playing leapfrog up there. What?
No wonder they... Oh,
100 people watching us.
Oh, Lucy. I know how we can get even with them. They're in that big tournament tomorrow. That's our big chance.
Yeah?
Jimmy, will you help us?
May I?
You certainly may. Listen to me. Give it a...
Ladies and gentlemen, the next threesome on the tee will be amateurs Ricky Ricardo and Fred Mertz of New York City. And from the Concord Hotel at Lake Kiamisha, New York, three times winner of the Masters at Augusta, Georgia, Jimmy DeMeritt.
Did you hear who we're playing with?
Boy, did I. Jimmy DeMeritt.
I won't be able to play at all in front of him.
Well, he'll know we're just beginners. He had to start himself one time, you know. No need in being nervous.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I just hope I remember the rules after that silly game we played with the wives.
That was kind of nasty, wasn't it?
Now, don't knock it. At least we got rid of him.
Yeah.
Isn't that Jimmy DeMeritt?
Yeah. Oh, please, please, just let me hit the ball. I don't care where it goes. Just let me hit it.
Hello,
Mr. DeMeritt. I'm Ricky Ricardo, and this is Fred Mertz.
Nice to see
you.
Hi,
Jimmy.
Sure, a great pleasure and an honor playing with you, sir.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Our caddies are not here yet. They said that there was something, a couple of the caddies got sick, and they had to replace them or something.
I think these are your caddies coming here now.
Oh, I see.
What are you doing here?
What is this?
We're your caddies.
Yep.
Well, are you all ready?
Shall we go?
Yep. Step aside, bud. Gotta pick Mr. Ricardo's club. Yep, this is the one, bub.
If you don't mind, I'll use this. Now, Lucy, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever it is, do it later. You know who we're playing with?
Who?
Jimmy DeMeritt.
Jimmy DeMeritt? Who's he? Just a minute, chum. Tell you how to play this hole. Think you ought to use the old hop, skip, and a jump, huh? No. I think you ought to take three giant steps and kick the bogey.
Yes, I'll come back.
Mashy! He touched it! Mashy!
I'm sorry, Mr. DeMeritt. It's some kind of a joke or something. I assure you, it will never happen again.
That's all right. All right.
Will it, dear?
Yeah.
May I?
Thank you.
George Peroni. The tournament chairman was Louis Nicoletti, and Jimmy DeMeritt portrayed himself. Production.
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.